consider Jalen and Jacoby your parking spot to fall through like bruh, man, anytime.
It's an honor to be on your guys' show, man.
El Capitan, Mr. Kareem Abdul Jabbar.
There's shows and there's the Jalen and Jacoby show. Major key alert.
So where my name come from? And she said it came from Jalen. So Jalen Rose.
You hear every day on the wall, on the studio. Wall my brother. Every day, you know
but
that.
Yes, you did what have to invite yourself on the
sir,
program.
I can be dead
times.
And be on the wall. Yes. Full bracelets.
Yeah, well. Let's see today.
Let's see today.
Let's see.
More than like four bracelets.
Bracelets. Yeah.
It's good. Good.
Yes, sir. Appreciate y'all.
Thanks a lot, Kyler. You a beast.
You want the wrong guys. It's all good, though. I guess you'll learn your lesson, right?
Yo, I be watching y'all every day. Y'all some crazy man.
He's Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen.
What up, though?
What is
we
it that we
the
do?
People!
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
What they want.
Jalen Rose, we will discuss the future of Dame Lillard in Portland.
Dame
we'll
Dollar.
Hear from him, address it, but we start with their opponent last night, the Golden State Warriors, Steph Curry. Did not break the record. He is still 10 threes away. But it's not like he wasn't trying.
He
shot 17 threes. What do you think about Steph 6 for 17?
I felt going into last night that it would take him 3 games in order to get to 16.
Mm-hmm.
Last night, what, he hit 6?
6.
He'll hit another 5 or 6 the next game.
That's
his own average.
Yeah.
Just think about this. That's an average for Steph Curry. Mm-hmm. He makes 5.5 three-pointers a game, which is incredible. With that being said, the Golden State Warriors, and I look at their upside, I think about Klay Thompson returning. I think about what Wiseman can bring to the table. They have a chance to be the most complete team in basketball. And them and Phoenix Suns, to me, are really separating themselves. And Steph Curry's three-pointer barrage has been outstanding. And let me tell you basically the 3 things that makes his shooting so very unique. Number one, unassisted, 1,100 that he's made. He's made 1,100 threes that were unassisted. You know what that means? You're getting them off the dribble.
Yep.
So we talking about his shooting. You know what we ain't talking about? His handle. Because he got one of them too. The other thing, and we saw it last night, the volume.
17 threes.
He attempted 17 threes.
One human being, not the team.
And that means
just him.
On certain nights, 38 of them, he's going to hit at least 9.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then the other thing that makes him unique, this is the third one, unlimited range. Shooting the basketball from 30 feet.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Or beyond.
And he moves so much, too. Like, he's not standing in the corner and people giving him threes. That's not happening.
But when you see him move off the ball, right, that movement right there,
mm-hmm.
you see Reggie Miller do that. That baseline movement you saw prior to that, see Ray Allen do that. How he navigates on the three-point catch and shoot, you see Larry Bird do that. But what you don't see them do is handle the way he does.
Good point.
Like, the other day, I saw him get ripped. The other team scored. He got the ball back 2 or 3 dribbles and made a half-court shot.
I remember that.
He made a half-court shot after he got ripped. And so we hadn't seen anything like this. We won't see anything like this.
Look at the amount of games.
When he's done playing Jacoby, he's going to make 4,000. 4,500 threes.
Probably more. Probably 5,000.
And that's one of those things in basketball that I thought the big old triple-double record would never be broken. Russell Westbrook did that.
Mm-hmm.
Wilt Chamberlain averaging 50 and 25, ain't nobody doing that.
No. Or 100 points. I don't think anyone's getting 100 points.
And so that's the category, Steph. I've said this for years. There's a record book, and then there's the Chamberlain book. And so this is the category that Steph has elevated himself to by his dynamic shot making from 3.
Well, the Blazers have not lived up to expectations. And obviously, whenever a team stumbles like they are, people look at the star and say, do you want to be here? There's always been discussion about Dame wanting a trade or where does he want to go? Well, guess what? He addressed it. Let's listen to Dame.
Nothing at all has changed as far as what I said in that clip. You know, I say what I mean and I mean what I say. And
You know, we haven't had the start that we wanted, you know, but we're a work in progress, you know, and myself, the rest of my teammates, and Chauncey, you know, it's a partnership with them, and everybody wants to win, everybody wants to, you know, get this thing turned around, and I'm just trying to be a part of the solution to that, you know, and get us going in the right direction, and that takes time. You know, we knew it was going to be some growing pains with a new coaching staff, first-time head coach, and so many new guys, and we're just working our way through it.
Okay. We heard what Dame said, but what did he really say?
Let me tell you what I saw there.
What you see?
Okay. I saw a lot of Oakland. And you know Detroit and the Bay, we cousins. First off, let me address the OG, Mark Spears.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching that game. It was on ESPN. Dame ain't play. Shout out to CJ McCollum. Get well soon. Mark Spears did the Jay Prince to Drake and Ye with Dame Dollar right there. Put him back up there again. Look at Jay Prince, a.k.a. Spears. He's standing there like a proud dad. Like I know that people saying that you might want to leave. You said you ain't want to leave. You know what we going to do? We going to get you on camera. That earpiece wasn't in. You see, he was like, we about to get this word out there. And so when he did that, you got to believe that. Like what Dame just did, like he's not Chip Kelly that looks in a microphone with Notre Dame and says, hey, there is an amount of money, possibly I got to let my wife check it out. And then all of a sudden he's gone, right? I saw something different there. Dame just reinvested. If I'm a Blazers fan, I'm enthusiastic that he just went on camera post-game when he was not playing. And by the way, the situation could always be worse, but their season is basically over. When you talk about like a playoff hunt, like I hope they can get into the play-in. That's why you have the play-in. And ain't none of this a reflection of Chauncey. I know Chauncey gonna do a good job. When you lose the GM, you lose your backcourt, you ain't going to have a good season. In the West.
You'll lose games when you lose.
Right, and they're not getting much consistency from Nurkic over the years, right? And so if you're a Blazers fan, I'm happy with what I saw from Dame, but here's also. He has the right to change his mind tomorrow.
That's the thing. He's not going to say, guess what? I want to trade. I want to leave. He's never going to say that into a microphone. So how much do you think he really means that he wants to stay his entire career in Portland?
I think he meant it because he said it how he said it. And that's why I brought in the Spears angle, looking like Jay Prince next to Ye and Drake.
Well,
that's what that reminded me of. Shout to the OG.
Obviously, you mean Brian Kelly, not Chip Kelly. But we will move to the Nuggets-Pelicans game. The Nuggets are without Jamal Murray, obviously. They're without Michael Porter Jr., but they got Jokic. And Jokic got 39 points, 11 and 11.
Let's take the time to make sure when human beings talk about the NBA and they start saying who the best player is, make sure his name get mentioned real quick. You can say Steph and then KD.
Giannis comes to mind.
Giannis.
Then we get Jokic in the conversation.
And then I'm going with the Joker right there, right now. Right there, right now, that's his spot. Now, Jacoby, now just think about this. I'm watching a 7-foot guy. He missed his shot, but I loved it so much. A 7-foot guy, they threw it into him at the end of the fourth quarter before the game went to overtime. He shot a step back, one-leg jumper from the top of the key that rimmed out. That's how much game he got. Dribble, pass, and shoot. Like, the way he's gotten himself into shape, that's what we're going to see from Luka one day. Remember I told you this.
Mm-hmm.
And Zion. When they invest in, like, they're in good shape. I mean, like, they're professional athletes, right?
They play basketball 200 days a year.
This is me talking. Like, what do you mean? Luka averaged 30 points in the NBA. How can you say he's not in shape? But I guarantee you, there's going to be a time when we're sitting here doing this show and we're talking about how Luka is going to do what he did.
Well, he's
reinvest in his body.
Second in the league
dominant.
In rebounds and 12th in the league in assists.
Dominate.
Jokic. When you have Jokic, you always have a chance.
Dominating.
James Harden returned to Houston.
Not dominating.
4 for 16 from the field. Might have gone out the night before, met up some old friends. But the story is the Houston Rockets now 7 straight wins. This is the first team in NBA history to have both a 15-game losing streak and a 7-game win streak in the same season.
You know who I want to have on the show.
Who's that? Garrison Matthews?
Paul Silas Jr. Okay. Because last year, probably around the beginning of the season, the Houston Rockets were really struggling. And I came on this show, and I told everybody, and I just did that with Chauncey. I just did the same thing with Chauncey that I did with him. I know he can coach, right? Now, what he's getting from this team, basically without Jalen Green, who they just took second, who's going to be a fantastic player. Like, Eric Gordon? Like, I was watching the game. I heard a couple people, Eric Gordon's still in the league? Yeah, he is. He's still in the league, right? That's coaching. You see our guy, Josh Christopher?
Mm-hmm.
He's on the show.
Yep.
We told people he's going to be hanging on the rim in the league. That's what we just saw. So, when you lose 15 in a row, people can tune you out, fam.
Yep.
Your word becomes void 99% of the time. For you to be the same voice, to turn it around and win 7 straight, that is incredible in professional sports. Incredible in the league.
Jalen, there's another overtime game yesterday. I don't know if you saw it. It was the Washington Wizards playing the Detroit Pistons. And another heartbreaking Pistons
overtime
loss. They've won 4 games all year, Jalen. What is happening with your Pistons?
It's getting ugly.
Yeah, it is.
And shout to Kyle Kuzma. Good homecoming for him. Made a big three late. The game went to overtime, as you mentioned. But for me, this is about the Wizards. Because Tommy Shepard has done a really good job. Spencer Dinwiddie, Kyle Kuzma, Montrezl Harrell. Like, just changing their roster, which now changes the dynamics of what we think about their team. Now, we see them as a playoff team now. So, they took care of business.
Jalen, Aaron Rodgers declared that he owns the Bears. He still owns the Bears. I have a theory, Jalen.
I do, too.
I think Aaron Rodgers is going to stay with the Packers after this year.
Mm.
We'll discuss that right after this. Memory from the last 10 years of Jalen and Jacoby.
We don't just dance, we boogie. That's today's theme right there. For anybody that's ever been roller skating to a party, in the backyard, in the basement, at the club.
I've never been roller skating in the basement.
Hey! Got to give the people.
It's V-Week on ESPN as we continue Jim Valvano's fight against cancer.
Rodgers takes, pump fakes once, scrambles to his right, buying time, takes it himself, but he's to the 5 in the end zone for the touchdown! Aaron Rodgers just inside the pylon!
I love this rivalry.
Coming to you live above the Heineken River Deck here at Pier 17, New York City. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose, he walks into Soldier Field. Aaron Rodgers does the discount double check. Says, I've owned you my whole life. I still own you. Jalen, the Packers look so good this season. I have a theory. If they go back to an NFC Championship game or a Super Bowl, Aaron Rodgers is coming back.
Mm.
Aaron Rodgers is going to be on the Packers next year.
I'm not mad at that. Here's the thing. Why should I leave?
Where's he going?
I'm the Hall of Famer. I've been MVP. I'm the champ. I'm still balling. Like, y'all figure it out with the front office or whoever he don't get along with.
Mm-hmm.
Let that person leave so that what you're saying can be accurate. And as I saw him talking about owning the Bears, the first thing that came to mind is he'll never say that about the Lions.
It goes without saying. He doesn't need to say it about the Lions.
Gotcha.
He doesn't need to.
But in all honesty,
he has 0 interceptions in his last 5 times he's played the Bears.
In all honesty, though, that's disappointing by the Bears. Here's why. Their calling card is their defense.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just talking about the history of their franchise. Like, the playing outside, being in that division, they want their identity to be physical defense, not allowing teams to pass and run, and to be able to run. And so for Aaron Rodgers to own them, I believe that's the longest rivalry that we've had in the NFL. I think they've played against each other more than any two other teams. And so that's really impressive, and I look for that to continue. He got a chance to be MVP this year.
22-5.
Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Kyler, Pesci. Me. Those are the guys.
Well, Jalen, on the other side of the ball will be Justin Fields. He'll be back, and he will start for the Bears. You're coming back from a rib injury. Do you think they should shelf Justin Fields for the rest of the season?
I know we have hardworking professionals on this program, but that's a dumb question. Of course he should play. I mean, what? How much experience do he got?
This is his rookie season.
Where are they going this year?
Injured ribs.
Where are they going this year?
Going to play the Packers.
Oh, okay.
In Lambeau.
Duh. They're not playing against the Orange Crush or like the Steel Curtain. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've seen people move the ball against the Packers.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But in all honesty, if he's healthy, play him.
He has shown flashes of brilliance. He has shown a lot of potential, and I think the more experience, the more of that you will see. I would play him if I were the Bears.
We still call him the greatest quarterback in the history of the Bears.
He's not far off.
You know what I'm saying? It's like Jay Cutler, like, oh, it's like that?
Jay Cutler.
No, shout to Jim McMahon. That's my guy. I love him.
Back to NBA action, Mr. Rose. The Bucks and the Heat have met in the postseason, had some good series, and it was an interesting game last night. Without Jimmy Butler, without Bam Adebayo, they kind of shut down Giannis and got the win.
Fam, you know I'm a basketball lifer.
Mm-hmm.
And I was born into this family. I wasn't adopted. And let me tell you something. I was disappointed in my guy Giannis last night. It's only one game.
15 points?
But I actually watched these people play basketball, not just look at the box score.
No Bam.
And let me tell you the thing that I saw. And shout to Martin. Twin was killing them for the Heat. Shout to P.J. Tucker, who's 6'5". He's a tank now. You can't just back that guy down, right? His center of gravity is a brick. But I was disappointed in the number of times that Giannis is being guarded by somebody half his size and doesn't even get a quality look.
Yeah, he's supposed to be Shaq dominant. Remember we were talking about him being Shaq? What happened to that last night?
When you look at that footage, when Deadman ain't on the floor, that was like a 6'7 and under team that the Heat was playing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so he's supposed to really physically be dominant against that team. Against one game, I see him do it all of the time.
Sure.
But that was the toughness of the Miami Heat. No Bam, no Butler. Well, we have Kyle Lowry. We're going to have a bunch of guys that are going to take advantage of their opportunity to play. And that's what they did.
They did. Big win for them. I'd love to see another postseason matchup between these two teams, which we've seen a couple times the last few years. Mr. Rose, don't look now, but the Cleveland Cavaliers might be for real. They didn't just beat the Bulls. They handled the Bulls. And Evan Mobley is putting everyone on notice that he is not just a rookie. He is one of the best bigs in the league. Very versatile.
And I'm not saying that Giannis was out in Miami, but those streets are undefeated. With that being said, did he have a season low in Miami? Got it. Okay. The Cavs, right, just recently, I was looking at their squad, and I'm thinking Mobley is going to be a superstar.
Yes. Yeah. He's only 23 games into his career.
And I know somebody's like, Jalen, how can you say that? I'm going to tell you the number one reason why. He can test everything.
Defense.
He contests everything.
Got a motor with Allen there too. It's hard.
I played with Mutombo, right? So I know the difference between a guy that's contesting everything, right? And then they have Jared Allen, so they got the Twin Towers. I know you like Garland and Sexton, and then Okoro, the kid from Auburn. Like, I like what they've done, that core. Eventually, Kevin Love is tricky. He got one more year left on his contract. We'll see if he can get bought out or traded.
Jay Osmond's still there. He's doing things. Mr. Rose.
Shout out to JB Bickerstaff.
We have a big game tonight. Vikings, Steelers, two teams trying to make some noise in the playoffs. We'll get you ready for that one right after this. Stay tuned. You're watching Jalen.
I'm about to get JB on the show.
It's V-Week at ESPN, and our partnership with the V Foundation highlights the urgent need for cancer research and the elimination of racial disparities in cancer outcomes. You can learn more and help support by visiting v.org/donate. 100% of your donation goes directly to cancer research. Doubleheader Friday night on ESPN, starting at 7:30. It is the Nets taking on the Hawks, and then in the nightcap at 10 p.m., the Celtics travel to Phoenix to take on the red-hot Suns.
What's up, everyone? I'm Malika Andrews.
And it's your girl, Chinee Ogwumike.
And I cannot believe, Chinee, that Jalen and Jacoby has been on the air for 10
Let's go!
Years.
David Jacoby, Jalen Rose. Y'all know when I was on there, it was Nay and Jay, just for some songs. But I'm so happy for you guys. You guys are big brothers to us.
Yes.
Congratulations. I miss y'all.
We miss you, and may Jalen's hairline be forever just as crispy for the next 10 years.
Continue to give the people what they want, baby. Got to give the people
what they want.
What they want. Mm.
That's love. Big I love y'all. Malika. Thank you for the shout. Malika, Chinee, we love and appreciate y'all.
Malika might have some more famous hair than you at ESPN soon.
Hey, Malika, you're setting the bar high.
Yeah, she really is.
They're going to expect it every day.
We have Thursday Night Football tonight, the Steelers against the Vikings. Which one of these teams do you think can make a playoff run?
You think I'm going to pick the Vikings? I just saw them lose to the Lions. Put their defense up there against the Lions last drive. Do we have that? Is there footage of the Lions Jarrett Montana game-winning drive? Can I see some Jarrett Montana?
We've seen enough of Jarrett Montana.
Got it.
Rose.
So
we've
I'm picking the Steelers. I'm Mike Tomlin going to play quarterback. I'm taking the Steelers.
We'll be back tomorrow. It's been 2, 4 o'clock. We always say give the people what they want. Part of giving the people what they want is doing podcast-exclusive content for our podcast listeners. Jalen, what number do we need the people to call?
985-80-JALEN.
So sometimes you get in here and you just be saying stuff. Just saying stuff in a microphone.
That has happened once or twice.
It gets recorded and it gets distributed all over the world and hundreds of thousands of people listen to it. And one of the things that you said this week was, I'm going to give away some Puma cards.
It's holiday season.
985-80-JALEN. We asked you to call. We got some calls. People want some Puma cards. So let's evaluate these candidates. And today, right now, you're going to pick somebody to get a card.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
You said it.
Let's do it.
Follow up.
Yeah, maybe we should show like play 3 or 4 of these a day. And then, just you know what? One. But it's not just me. Like, there's a team that does this program. And if somebody on the team hears something in the voicemail that they feel this person deserves a card.
These are the ones that are valuable.
Yes, indeed.
These are the ones that the cream of the crop that rise to the top. Let's listen to some people pitch Jalen Rose on why they should get some free Pumas.
Hey, yo. What's good, Jalen? What's good, Jacoby? Shout out, Riz. Shout out to the staff. First time caller, long time listener. Calling from the 314, St. Louis. I was calling to hopefully get in the running for one of those Puma cards. I honestly wouldn't use it for myself this year. My younger cousins lost their mother in October, and my whole family is trying to put something together to get them set up for the holidays. A Puma gift card would be a blessing to go towards that. I love the show, man. Shout out to you guys, man. Keep doing what you're doing. Love.
Well, he's getting a Puma. That's going to be tough one to top. Let's listen to someone else pitch Jalen on getting some free Pumas.
Shout out Reg first. I'm calling hoping to get one of those Puma gift cards. My fiance Megan and I are trying to become an official power couple and get married in a couple months, and we don't have many Pumas. Would be a great wedding gift. We also do moderately delinquent activities. We enjoy that as well. Also, a couple other items. Is Jacoby still not sleep, going to sleep, not showering after basketball? That is so nasty and much more flagrant than Reggie when he letting the water rinse his calves on the way down.
All right, this person's been listening for years. We love our callers so much. Y'all know us so well.
Listen, we got a rec league game tonight. Usually it's on Wednesdays, but this week it's on Thursday. It starts at 9:15. Tough. My body clock isn't ready for physical activity.
Mine says no, but my body.
My body telling me no.
My body.
I've got a long history of not playing well the later the games are. So that gets over at 10:15. You got to have some beers with the boys, right? So you got to put back a couple beers.
Let the boys be boys.
And then there's those games. Then you're watching the late game, NBA, and then you're tired. It's like around 12:30, 12:45.
Second half of the West Coast game.
You're tired. You're not sweaty anymore. So I always change my drawers and my socks. So like I'm not sweaty anymore. I'm tired watching the West Coast games. My wife's already asleep. Sometimes I just sneak in there, you know? Just don't shower. What do you want me to say? You want me to lie about it? I would say more often than not, I don't shower until the next morning.
I like that you own your truth.
Yeah, it's the truth.
It takes courage to be happy. And usually people say what other people want to hear for effect. So I applaud the fact that you would willingly
admit.
I'm
not proud of this.
I know.
I'm not proud of this. I'm not one of those celebrities that came out and be like, I don't shower. I shower every day.
Hey, man, let me tell you something. I look down at my phone, and my name is trending right now. I get it.
Yeah.
I promise you I get it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And for you to say that, like, you could have at least been like, if you wanted to lie, and shout to our first caller, 314, representing St. Louis, who cousin lost their mom, and shout to this caller and their fiance Megan. Because you could have easily been like, well, I don't want to shower when I get home because it's late and I don't want to wake up the kids.
Kids on the other side of the house, they're asleep.
Oh, that's right. You rich.
Yeah. They're asleep. That one don't work.
Got it.
They're all the way asleep.
How about this, then?
Hold on. I'm not going to let this one skate. Reggie don't wash his legs, dog. He don't wash his feet. You're not washing your feet. That's like one of the top priorities for getting in there in the first place.
I just don't know how, like, you avoid washing your legs.
That's what I'm saying.
Is the whole point. Like, you got to go out of your way to do that.
Oh, listen, no, I understand because, you know, I'm in my mid-40s. I know you are, too. And sometimes just getting down there, you know what I mean? It's just like, yo, like, just like, I got certain socks. You know how, like, fancy new socks are, like, tight? And there's just not, you know, sometimes I look at certain socks and they stress me out. I'm just like, oh, man, I'm going to have to sit down and get these socks.
I'm telling you, listen to me. And Demetrius, our producer, I'm talking to people like you because I think you like around 35. How old do you think D is? Like about 35?
He looks 22. He looks 22.
How old are you, D?
He won't even tell us.
Okay.
He could talk in our ear. Did he tell you?
You 32.
32.
So D's 42. You're in my demo. Like EPMD said, please listen to my demo. Everybody out there that's over 35, definitely if you're over 40, I'm about to give you a couple. I call them old person, but for me it's old man, older woman type tricks throughout the day to do. Number one, D, I'm talking to you and people like you, right? Hard-working individuals, y'all working 8 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours a day, right? You're getting up and down out of chairs and out of cars all day. Try to stand up without using your arms.
It's hard. Get out of a car without using your arms?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Obviously, depending on how low the car is, you can't. But just like you're going to get up and down out of your work chair 15, 20, 30, whatever times a day. Trying not to, because what happens is you don't realize, but you ain't standing up, you rolling up.
Mm-hmm.
You rolling on your elbow, rolling on your forearm. And here's the other thing, because we was talking about your not showering ways. So here's what I know.
I'm tired.
You know what I know?
I'm not sweaty anymore.
You know what? None of your kids were conceived in the morning, clearly. Would you say that? Because I know your wife very well. And I know she like, boy, you better go get in that shower.
My son now wakes up at 5 in the morning.
I love that.
And nothing I can do about
Master
it.
Master of the morning. I love that.
No, he's ruining my mornings.
I love that.
He's ruining my mornings.
You know what you should start doing?
What?
Take that 5 to 7:30 real estate, 5 to 7 real estate. Make it a part of the day.
No.
Turn it into something.
No.
It'd be a little workout. It'd be a little prayer, meditation. You know what you should do? You can have him do something. You're a nice guy, dog. You're a nice guy.
Okay.
You're a nice guy. Because you could easily be like, hey, dog, you about to be doing some push-ups and sit-ups at 5 in the morning.
He ain't doing that. You know Quincy. He's lazy.
I know. That's any kid. It's any kid.
No. Quincy's particularly non-physical. Brilliant kid. Great kid.
How did chess go?
He got sick. He got sick, so he didn't go to the chess tournament. Today's climate, kids are sick. You can't bring them around other kids. You know what I mean? But he tested negative for COVID, so he didn't have COVID. But he was sick. He missed the chess tournament. Margo played in the chess tournament. She's young. She barely knows how to play. She lost every single game. She didn't care. She wasn't fazed at all. She's like, cool. She's like, whatever. I had a good time.
Tell her I can relate. That's how I was in championship games. Still went out afterwards. You think I flew back to Indiana with the team after we lost game 6? No.
Not from Los Angeles.
Stay right out there.
No exit interview the next day?
Grand opening, grand closing.
No exit interview?
Nah, I know I just averaged 25. Y'all about to pay me.
Showered, went.
I'm staying out here. Yeah.
Yeah, we can get on the phone. We can do an exit interview on the phone. I'll clean out my locker later.
At 12 o'clock, on the night of free agency, just fax over my deal. I don't play with my bread. We ain't waiting till the morning. Uh-uh. There need to be somebody up at 12 o'clock faxing me this. I can't wait till 8 in the morning. We're going to do this tonight.
But that was like a 7-year
Quick,
deal,
tonight
right?
Wasn't that a 7-year
deal? Like, they don't even have those anymore.
Tonight.
They don't even let teams do that anymore.
That's why I like, we about to do this.
7 years.
Yes, like,
wow.
Yeah, we about to.
That's a large percentage.
Yeah, we about to do this.
Large percentage of time.
Yes, sir.
First of all, I love that he brought back the moderately delinquent. We like to do things that are moderately delinquent.
I love that, too. He's listening.
I love
He's a long-time
moderately,
supporter.
Moderately delinquent activities as well.
And shout to Reg the Ledge. Shout to everybody that's calling in about the Puma cards.
We have a special guest tomorrow. We're going to close out the 10th anniversary week strong. And if you think that we're going to take down the 10th anniversary logo, we're not,
you don't know how this
year.
Works.
It's going to be
This
year.
Is 10 years.
This is the 10 years.
Yeah, you celebrate all
year.
10.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know what? This inspired me with JRLA. I'm like, why are we not celebrating our 10-year anniversary?
Yeah, why not all celebrate? Year. Well, but this week in particular, we've been focusing on the 10-year anniversary, and yep. It wouldn't be right if we didn't have a very special guest.
Our founder.
The Podfather. William
A. Simmons.
I don't know why you always make up his middle name.
Because it sounds distinguished.
William Simmons,
you know,
the pod father, your favorite podcaster's favorite podcaster.
Correct.
He's
All
the first
facts.
Dude in sports to
All
have
facts.
A podcast, and here we are 20 years later.
All facts.
Bill Simmons will join us tomorrow on the program.
You know what I love about sports? If you Google it right now, who would have thought that loving the game the way Bill has, he's made 2 times more money than me.
Yeah. He has a more successful basketball career than you do.
Correct.
Yeah. Good for him. We'll hit him up for a loan tomorrow on the show. We'll be back tomorrow. What's that, Mr. Rose?
We're not done. We are not done. We'll be right back.